Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Thanksgiving. Thank you to Janet, Gloria, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Psalm 95, verses 1 to 7. Happy birthday this week to Ellis, and happy anniversary to Debbie and Len.
I'm going to be reading Psalm 95, verses 1 to 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of the pasture, the flock under his care.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And you will be thankful that this is a brief sermon, so here we go. Thanksgiving is a word that means different things to different people. For a lot of people today and throughout this weekend, there'll be a lot of eating, joining together, sharing together. There's just so much to be thankful for that the list can't, it just lasts and all ever and ever and ever. And we think of thanks because everything, for life, for love, for joy, for peace, for friends. Mostly we're thankful to God the Father, Jesus the Holy Spirit, the angels. We're thankful for our loved ones who are in heaven waiting for us. Thankful for the end, which will always be the beginning of all things. I'm thankful that one day we will see our loved ones face to face. I'm thankful that we are able to see loved ones again. So I went through some of the hymn books, and we sing some of these wonderful songs, hymns of thanks. Praise to the Lord Almighty for the beauty of the earth, how great thou art. Count your blessings. Thank you, Lord, and the hymn, Give Thanks. I remember singing that song when we were attending the Oma Church years and years ago. So there was this old Swedish hymn reminding us of thanksgiving. Thanks for my Redeemer. Thanks for God for all thou dost provide, old language. Thanks for time, now but a memory. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for pleasant springtime, and thanks for dark and dreary fall. Thanks for tears by now forgotten. Thanks for peace that dwells in our soul. Robert Louis Stevenson said, the person who has stopped being thankful has fallen asleep in life. Be thankful, therefore, for the least benefit, and thou shalt be worthy to receive greater thanksgiving. So, reading through scriptures, I counted 138 passages of scripture that deal with the subject of thanksgiving. One of the evidences of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives is a gradual reversal of that twisted pattern. God wants to make us people who exhibit thankfulness in proportion to the gifts and blessings that we have received. And we have received so many blessings. Therefore, we want to give thanksgiving. and praise to others. So the feeling and gratitude of thankfulness just goes a long way. I never thought of this previously, but the words think and thank are really from the same root word, reminding us that thanksgiving comes from thinking about our blessings. And we pass those blessings on. Each person is a bit different. We never know what's happening in life. And let's face it, there are many people who go through a lot of difficulties, and yet they are thankful. Joseph Bailey wrote these words, Lord of the compost heap, you take garbage and turn it into soil, but good soil for seeds to root and grow with wildest increase, flowers to bloom with brilliant beauty. Take all the garbage of my life, Lord of the compost heap. Turn it into soil, good soil, and then plant seeds to bring forth fruit and beauty and profusion. So in Psalms, it's just shouts for joy everywhere. Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Sometimes Barbara and I sit out on the front porch. So neat when the birds come back and they sing. You know, they just sing. And there's that, oh, this is of God. The gratitude that we have all around us, even by nature, even when we are still trying to catch crazy little bugs in our backyard. Like a skunk. Skunks want to live too. So we shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. We worship with gladness. We come before him with joyful songs. If you're having a bad day, we just stop and say, look at everything God has given us. We all have difficulties. We all have challenges. Sometimes we have financial difficulties. But look at the blessings God has given us. We say, thank you, God, for who he is, the sheep of his pasture who we are. Let us enter the gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Quite a few years ago now, when I was preaching in Ohio, there was one voice in that congregation that was special. It was an older gentleman, and he had a deep, kind of a bass voice. And he wasn't trying to, you know, out loud anyone else. But you could hear this voice, and it was cutting through all of it. And all I could say was, it gave me the tingles because it was so special. This was a person of thankfulness. His life was a challenge, but his voice in worship was so profound. I can remember and I can still feel those words. Oh, thankfulness. Psalm 30 says, you've turned my wailing into dancing. Oh Lord, my God, we thank you. Psalm 35, I will give you thanks in the great assembly among the throngs of people, and I will tell of your wonderful words. I will give thanks to the Lord for his righteousness. Psalm 75, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name, and we will tell of your wonderful works. And then a book that really is an interesting book, the book of Nehemiah, the dedication of the walls of building Jerusalem. Maybe some of you remember the story where they wanted to build the walls, but the walls kept falling down. Enemies came in and crashed it and smashed it until finally they built it together. They gathered all of the masons. They gathered all of them, and they built the temple of the Lord. And it says, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they lived, and they were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving. And as they entered into that temple, you could hear the words of the cymbals, the harps, and the lyres. The singers were brought together from the region around Jerusalem and from all of the villages with musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God. Ezra, the scribe, led the procession. Then the second choir proceeded in the opposite direction and followed them on the top of the wall. And the two choirs gave thanks in song. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I kind of hope I remember that when I do see God face to face, I'm going to ask him, can you let me hear that choir? So special. There are places in the house of God, the great sacrifices, rejoicing had been given. And because of that, it was a shout of rejoicing in Jerusalem. And so now, many years later, in 1 Corinthians, he says, is not the cup, communion, is not the cup of what? Thanksgiving. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks? Isn't that a participation in the blood of Christ? When we have communion, it's a thankfulness that we are participating in with Christ right inside us. We just don't take a cracker and just take some juice and say, okay, we did it. No, 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 no. This is Christ who lives in us. We participate with him. So in conclusion, in these brief words, I want to share a scripture from Jude, not Judas, but Jude, and it says these words, but you, dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you that in the last times there will be scoffers who follow their own ungodly desires. These are people who follow negatively. You, dear friends, don't be this way. Newer translation, the older translation, and newer translation. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Just imagine Jesus escorting us into heaven with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then, in conclusion, somewhat comically, I guess, a recent church had a picture of two hands holding tablets on which the Ten Commandments were inscribed with the caption reading, for fast, fast relief, take these two tablets. May our thankfulness be evident always. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, B Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked NIRV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Reader's Version, NIRV. Copyright 2014 by Biblica, Inc. Used with permission of Zondervan, zondervan.com. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.